The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
We got a phenomenal reaction on Monday evening to our discussion with Neil Francis and Paul Kimmage in particular in relation to Munster's signing of Gerbrand Grobler, a player who served a 2-year suspension for a doping offence. And it came up today at a press conference that the IRFU held at the Aviva Stadium for the extension of the sponsorship there. But Philip Brown, the chief executive of the IRFU, was challenged by all of the media in relation to the decision of the IRFU to sanction Munster's signing of Grobler last summer. Paul Kimmage is back with us. And I get this feeling that as a result of this, Gerbrand Grobler will be the last player with a doping offence to be signed by an Irish club with the approval of the IRFU.
Yeah, I think that you'd be fair. That'd be a fair stance to take, Matt. It's been a really interesting week. I mean, it's a week since this story broke, since Rory O'Connor asked the question at the Munster press conference. And what we've heard mostly in that week is silence, okay? And that silence is always interesting. Okay, you've had columnists like myself, Rory has written about it, obviously, Sinead Cassan, Ger Gilroy covered it, Brian O'Driscoll, and I think that was about it in terms of players commented on it. But in terms of the
Irish... Gordon Darcy today as well in the Irish Times.
Until today.
And Donal Lenihan in the Irish Examiner as well.
Up until today, really, other than Brian O'Driscoll, no player has come out and spoken about it. And that's how that was.
Sorry, there is one other one. Luke Fitzgerald, who you've had your run-ins with, actually has supported you in believing there should be a life ban for players
when
in a situation
that?
Like this.
Man, I'm sorry, I
again
missed
today.
That. Oh, that was today.
There.
Okay, right. Okay. No, I got abusive texts from, abusive tweets from Luke.
Well,
that was all I read.
Confrontational,
about
perhaps, rather than abusive.
Yeah,
let's call them differently.
That's up to interpretation. Anyway, the point I want to make is this. So it's a week since this story broke, and anybody with a brain would have realised very quickly, this stinks. This absolutely stinks. And what we've had from the CEO of Munster, the custodians of Munster Rugby and the custodians of Irish Rugby is silence until today. And what that silence told you was two things. That silence told you that they knew exactly what they were doing and that it would be business as usual if Rory O'Connor hadn't put this on the agenda. Because, see, that's how they do business in cycling and in athletics, except that rugby people have always told us that they were different. You know, they put T-shirts on their junior players, keep rugby clean. They brought out their marquee players like Jamie Heaslip and Simon Zemo, the hold-up placards, keep rugby clean. They posted their policy on their website. The IRFU has a zero-tolerance policy to cheating. Our message is clear. If you're doping, there is no place for you in rugby. So today, at last, we get a response from Philip Brown and the IRFU. And you expect, as a result of that flagrant breach of their own policy, that Philip Brown is going to come out with his hands up and say, I messed up here, folks. And as a result, I am going to resign. Okay?
You think it's a resigning matter?
I absolutely do. If it's not a resigning matter, then what does it say about their anti-doping policy? And what does it say then? How seriously am I to take their promotional ads, their promotional videos? And I'll give you an example of one. The famous Aldi one where the kid is reading out the Paul O'Connell stuff and he'd go along to training and he's reciting all of the great speech that Paul made against England that time, and he arrives at dressing and Paul's there and Paul takes the ball off him. I'll take it from here, kid. So the message there is clear. You send us your kids and we'll take care of them. Okay, and a key part of that is that we're not going to send them out against behemoths who are juiced to the gills against steroids. We're going to do our best to protect your kid in a clean sport and in a safe way. And that's why we're asking you to send us your kids. Now, if you can't do that, and a fundamental part of that is an anti-doping policy. If you can't actually guarantee parents that you're not going to be sending out kids against juicers and people who are playing the game at a weight far heavier than they should be if they're clean, then I'm sorry, that's a resigning matter for me.
Okay, well, he's not here to answer that. He did answer a lot of questions today. He said also he thinks in the circumstances that Grobler was a young man who made a poor decision in an environment which is very different to the environment he's operating in now. He also said he's had a pretty torrid time over the last weeks or 10 days. I mean, is that fair enough to think that maybe is Grobler a little bit of a victim here, a little bit to an extent, of Munster and the IRFU's decision? And should he now play on for the remainder of his contract as he signed up to do?
Well, I have every sympathy for Grobler, okay? Because obviously he was signed by Munster, he was brought in by the IRFU. This is not a mess of his making, other than the fact that he made the decision he did 2 years ago to dope. My concern, and the concern of the IRFU and of Munster, is should be Irish rugby. And, you know, you quoted some Philip.
He says, the first thing I'll say about it in the Irish rugby environment is probably the most stringent environment in terms of drug testing worldwide, and it has always been that case.
Yeah. He also says that Gerben Grobler is signed for Munster. He's here. He's going to do what he's paid to do, what he's entitled to do. And that's absolutely fine. He is entitled to play for Munster. Munster weren't forced to sign him. That was the decision they made. That's the breach of the policy that is inexcusable, in my view.
That's the mistake that they made. What about the reaction you've been getting online? I've been following this with great interest since you were on the programme with us on Monday night. And I mean, I've taken quite a few, I wouldn't say they're abusive, but I mean, confrontational attacks. But why have we put you on air? You know, what's your agenda? Are you against every sport? Didn't you take amphetamines yourself when you were a cyclist? So who are you to be judging somebody else who made a mistake?
I don't know what to say to that. It's laughable.
Be used to it. You've seen all this stuff.
I know I do, but I ignore it, Matt, because these are idiots. These are idiot fans, okay? Idiot fans who are invested only in winning. And they don't care about kids or clean sport or any of that stuff. They want to go along to their pub every Sunday afternoon and cheer their team. And the guys can be running out with syringes strapped to their arms, and I won't bother these guys for a second. So I don't actually consider these guys. I'm here for clean sport. I think I've said this before. I may be an asshole, but I'm a consistent asshole. And my consistency is I fight for clean sport. And I don't listen to any of this other stuff. I applaud Philip Brown when he comes out and he makes that statement telling us, you know, how about the IRFU zero tolerance policy. I absolutely applaud that. That is the way to go.
Implement it.
I'm sorry. If you're not going to implement it, then I'm sorry. I'm not having it.
Paul Kimmich from the Sunday Independent, as ever, great to have you on The Last Word on Today FM. We will continue to have you to speak up for clean sport and on other issues as well.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.